Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I want to bring this up because if you're a parent of a teen or a preteen, you might know exactly what I'm talking about here. And I don't bring this up a lot, but I'm having a really hard time watching my son grow up and become a teenager. And I had this conversation with my fake therapist, my hairstylist earlier today. Her name's Amela. She's awesome, but she has two teen girls. So I knew she kind of has been through this or is going through it. I said, I'm not sure what I'm having a harder time with. My son growing up or me growing up. And she validated a lot of those feelings. But I also found this Instagram account that might help and has some good reminders. And I'll let you know what that is in just a second. But my son, who's about to be 14, we had this high school orientation last week at Lincoln Way High School at Lincoln Way West. And it's weird to watch the kids grow up and become somebody or act like somebody that you don't picture them as in your head. Like, in my head, he's still a little guy that wants to tell me everything. Like, he could be eating a goldfish cracker, but he's going to come to me and tell me it's full Marvel origin story just because he wants to talk to me and tell me things. And now it's different. It's kind of one word situations, or I'm fine, it's okay, or good, I don't care. You know, and as parents, I think it's really hard to not take that personally and act like, oh, I don't know if my kid likes me anymore. Especially when you see them chatting away with like their friends in other situations or getting really excited about their video game, things like that. You tend to take those things really personally, especially for me. While I talk to him almost every day, I don't see him every day. I see him, you know, every other weekend, you know, a little bit more generally. So not only is he experiencing life at light speed, but he's also physically growing. And he's like, I'm like, who is this kid? I don't even know. So I did find this Instagram account that for me was just kind of a really good reminder that kids are experiencing the world differently than we are, and we can't make those assumptions about their feelings and behaviors based on our own experiences and feelings. And he goes by at Coaching with Will. And the post that caught my attention was, it says, your teen isn't lazy. And then it had a couple slides of some perspective of what they might be feeling. They're like, your teen might be feeling a lot of pressure and in need of some grace. Or your teen might be overstimulated and just needs boredom. Doesn't want to do anything fun. Let them sit in their room and watch YouTube and decompress for a little bit. So like I said, it's just kind of good reminders for us, I think, as parents, but also as humans, that if you are having a hard time watching your kid grow up and get older and find their place in the world without you, your feelings are valid and you're not alone, and they've probably gotten and are still getting everything they actually need from you, even if they're not dependent on you. So anyways, just being honest with you, and that was the point. If you are feeling those things, you want to hit me on Instagram if you want to chat about it too, at Scotty K on air, or if you want that Instagram profile I was telling you about, just find me on Instagram, okay? Again, Scotty with a Y, the letter K, on air. Parenting is a weird life, right?